Former President Clinton surveyed reconstruction in Indonesia's Aceh province Saturday and said agencies need to do a better job of housing people displaced by the disaster. He also emphasized the need for better disaster prevention programs. Aceh suffered the worst devastation from the Indian Ocean tsunami in 2004, losing more than 160,000 people. Whole cities and towns in the province, which sits on the northern end of Indonesia's Sumatra Island, were washed away. The former president's visit comes amid widespread complaints from tsunami victims still living in temporary shelters all across the affected area, almost 2 years after the disaster struck. Eric Schwartz, the UN's Deputy Special Envoy for Tsunami Recovery, says the reconstruction effort has made progress, but only about a third of the displaced people have been placed in permanent homes.
They've built 40,000 to 45,000 so far. That's a significant accomplishment, but they still, you know, they still have, are they going to have to build well over 100,000 all told? And so that's a big challenge. And then infrastructure repair and support is also going to be a very big challenge in the years ahead.
Schwartz says Mr. Clinton is also pushing for expanded community education about disaster preparation and has encouraged donors to fund a $52 million assistance package to help reduce the impact of disasters in the future.
That is the area where an enormous amount of work still needs to be done, and it's very resource-intensive work in terms of a national, regional, provincial, and local communication systems and education of local populations.
Mr. Clinton's tour also included stops in India and Thailand earlier this week. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan appointed Mr. Clinton and former U.S. President George H.W. Bush as special envoys for tsunami relief for a 2-year period. Their tenure will end on December 31st. Chad Bouchard for VOA News, Jakarta.
旺旺英语网站, 欢迎您的光临。请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。